Hello, friend. Thank you for joining me on this bonus episode of the Keto for Christ podcast. I want to share something personal with you today. This isn't easy to talk about, but I just wanted to be transparent with you because I just have this feeling that you might also be experiencing something that is overwhelming you right now. I want you to know that you are not alone. So, for the last 8 months or so, our Italian Greyhound has been progressively getting worse and worse. She started developing arthritis, and initially, she just seemed to be in pain when the weather was bad and it was cold and dreary. But these last few weeks have been heartbreaking, as she can't even stand on her own. We have to hold her up for at least 45 seconds before she can get to the point where she can at least hobble on three legs. I'm in my office this morning, and I'm just hearing her yelp out of pain downstairs, and it's such a horrible feeling knowing that there's nothing I can do. Sure, we have pain medication to give her, but even that is barely making a difference right now. I can only imagine how much pain and agony she must be in, and it is truly heartbreaking. But we have an appointment this afternoon to end all of her suffering. It will be so difficult to say goodbye, but I am just so thankful that she will finally be at peace. Maybe you aren't saying goodbye to a member of your family today, but if you are going through something and you feel just like there's this impossible weight on your shoulders and you have no idea how you're going to get through this time in your life, I urge you to seek God in prayer. We can't take on these heavy burdens on our own. I was reading my devotion earlier this morning and wanted to read one of the passages to you which gave me comfort. It comes from Matthew 6, verses 25 through 34. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. There are a few parts of that passage that really jumped out to me, and I just want to bring attention to them. The first is, can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? If we stop and think about that question, it really seems foolish to spend so much time and energy worrying about things that are out of our control. Worrying definitely will not add a single hour to our lives. In fact, it will probably do the opposite. But isn't it such an incredible gift we have been given from God? He never intended for us to carry this burden alone. We must be willing to invite him in, though, and surrender, or we will never have that peace we are looking for. And as we are reminded in verse 34, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble on its own. So might I encourage you, friend, to spend some time today in prayer? As it says in James 5, verses 13 through 16, is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make this sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. This afternoon is going to be probably one of the hardest my husband and I have experienced, but I am so thankful that God will be right by our side in that room as we say goodbye to our friend, companion, sidekick, Polo. Why don't we pray together now? Dear Heavenly Father, there is so much pain, suffering, uncertainty, and fear combating our lives right now. It is unbearable to take all of these burdens onto our own shoulders, but that's why we need you, now more than ever. Please comfort us during these painful times and give us peace, knowing that you are in control. You have a perfect plan for each one of us, and if we just learn to trust you and lean on you for strength, one day we will look back on this time and understand why everything happened in this way. Thank you, Lord, for taking this burden off our shoulders. In your name we pray. Amen. Friend, I pray that you have a very blessed week. Please refer back to this episode anytime the fear and anxiety start to creep back in. I hope you are able to find some comfort in this episode. Peace be with you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. But now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to appear mission be as long as life endures? Yea, when this flesh and heart shall fail, immortal.